because it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the pink cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Hey, hey, yo. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Yeah, we caught it, baby. At Lucky Lucius P, if you see anything floating out there you think we should be playing, you scrolled across something on your timeline, you was like, yo, this should be G-Bag of the Day. Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P. L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. It's a vacated title right here, so I'm just going to go through some clips. Go through some clips. How about that, fellas?
That sounds good. Great.
I'm excited about
Empty
this.
Clip me.
Let's see here. Banana, oh, yeah. Expressway is sponsored by the On-Time Experts, too.
Salute.
By the way. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right, let's go to Texas Rangers radio broadcast. Ted Emmerich. Son of Roger Emmerich. He was on the call being perfect.
Oh, there was a pitch clock violation.
A pitch clock violation? He's going to trip up on that.
Yeah.
Just nil.
I wonder how many times that's happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Over the, like, across all 30 broadcasts, yeah, sure. TV, radio, the last couple of years, I'm sure we got Pitchcocks all over the place. Yeah.
Those violins.
Alfred Pitchcock's my favorite. I prefer to be pitched balls, but I get your point.
All right, let's see here. Mr. Alfred. Eric Chiafalo. Man. On the Cowboys pregame situation.
Yeah.
Was not clearly listening.
Not at all.
To sideline reporter Chrissy Scales.
Always giving us the scoop.
Was not paying attention.
It has been a moving target, guys, even game day, on who's playing and who's not playing. We thought that going into today that Tyler Booker, the first-round draft pick, would be starting at right guard. But he, you know, he's in uniform, but, you know, not wearing the cleats. He's not taped up and didn't go through warm-up. So no Tyler Booker.
Awesome. And how about for Tyler Booker, Christy?
Yeah, no Tyler Booker. So okay. You won't have any of your starters along the offensive line.
Christy, I would like to apologize. I'm
welcome to my life.
Okay, let's be fair. There was a little bit of an edit situation that went down there.
No, there wasn't.
There was a broadest question in between saying Booker, moving target, and then me with the Booker question. Mm-hmm. But point still stands. I'm a bleephole.
It happens.
Yeah. I found out this weekend I'm a terrible person.
Oh, really? It took this long?
You just found out?
Yes, and I'll tell you how I found out. You ever, hang out with a buddy, and then their little kid tells you what your buddy told your wife after you were hanging out?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Little girl comes running into the room. Oh, it's Dawson. I heard you're a terrible person.
No.
My buddy is scrambling, right? He doesn't realize that I understand I can at least have some terrible traits about me, so I was totally fine with it.
Terrible traits.
Damn.
It says it right there in the Bible. You know? We're all wicked.
Yeah,
we're all doing my best here, bro.
No doubt.
It's good journalism by your daddy, probably. Yes.
Awkward.
All right, let's go to this situation. It's kind of weird. Lady goes off on a neighbor. He has a mirror outside of his house, like just a bunch of stuff.
Sky mirror.
Yeah, he has a mirror outside of his house, and it's pointing towards her place.
Oh.
So she's thinking the sun is going to reflect and start burning a hole in her crib.
Okay. Yeah.
She goes over there and confronts this guy.
That needs to be turned around. You almost set my house on fire.
Set your house on fire.
You
Ooh.
That was reflecting
you mother
the
You mother are the biggest nut jobs I have ever encountered in my life.
You come over when the sun's shining and you feel my sighting. It is hotter than hell.
You think that mirror is going to set your house on fire?
Yes, I know it will.
Okay. This lady here thinks this mirror is going to set her house on fire over there.
And make sure that you tell them that it's the direct sunlight in the mornings, okay?
Okay, well, if you had came and asked me nicely, it wouldn't have been a problem. But when your dip f***ing husband comes over here and threatens to bust my property, then it's a f***ing problem.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not the one to f*** with.
Ooh. Well, you don't f*** with me either.
Yeah. Hit me, I dare
me either.
You.
Hit me.
F*** you.
Yeah. Go back to your property, psycho bitch.
Ooh.
I will f*** you both
you
up.
You take care of that, or I will call the police.
Call them. What do you think they're going to do? Go call the police right now and tell them that I got a mirror on my property. Go call them.
They that you will not.
Go call him. No, go call him. Go call him.
I will.
It's hotter than hell.
That's really good, man.
It's crazy.
I mean, if you got a neighbor like that, I think you got to move, and you got to somehow show the house while she's not around.
Dude, she sounds like a South Park character. We need to get her a show.
Yeah.
Trading insults, man. That was really, that was good back and forth.
I know you are, but what am I?
Speaking of South Park, man, I feel like they left some meat on the bone. Like, they've been on fire, but that's, what's it, Sydney Sweeney? Yeah. They should have made fun of that situation.
SNL did.
They did?
SNL did a bit.
Already?
They did a bit, yeah.
Their SNL is back?
Yep.
I just saw the actual bit clip. It's like 90 seconds or whatever. Oh. They're promoting new jeans. different type of jeans.
I didn't know. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes out there. Yes. We got a prayer getting started the old-fashioned way, a G-bag way in a sense.
Will you pray with me? Lord.
Nice little burp before.
Okay, yeah.
Clean out the pipes.
Yeah.
Which end that came out of.
Okay, I have to apologize.
Diet Coke preacher.
It was resurfaced. I guess they did some jeans thing. I saw that too. I thought
mom jeans. I remember mom jeans.
No, these are a sizeless, style neutral, gender non-conforming denim for a generation that defies labels.
Oh my God,
that's what that was. But that Levi was like
woke jeans.
That was like five or
woke
six
jeans.
Years
that's
ago.
What, yeah.
Oh my
jeans.
God, that's awful. And here's this preacher right here. He's got the wrong understanding of FML. Do you guys know what FML means?
Bleep yes. Alive?
Yeah. Yep.
And then they said FML. Now I said FML. What? I don't know what this stuff means. And emojis and these sorts of things. I don't know what this stuff means. So this person, I said, I'm so sorry to hear about what happened and how it happened. I'm so sorry about that when I spoke to him a little bit later on. But I said, but what does FML stand for? They said, oh, it means faith in my Lord. I said, oh, I love this. FML, I love this.
Somebody lied to him, bro.
Remind you of the preacher.
I don't know what this means.
It reminds me of the time my dad said, we were in high school, and he said, go ham at one point during one of his sermons. And he didn't realize what exactly that meant. He didn't realize the H-A-M.
Man, hard as a mother bleeper.
That's right.
He's telling everybody to get themselves a nice ham sandwich.
Yeah, go ham.
Go ham. Big ham guy.
Jesus okay with it. Yeah. Someone pulled him aside after the service. He was like, gosh dang it, dude.
Yeah, that's more along the line with, I'm old enough to remember the bad idea jeans bit from Saturday Night Live. You know, was that maybe 89, 91? You remember the bad idea jeans?
I don't remember that. That was
the original jeans bit.
Yeah.
It was like if you had your bad idea jeans on, you'd make a horrible life decision and totally screw your life up, and you just blame it on your bad
it's
idea
the jeans.
Jeans
fault.
Yeah.
Let's go, buddy.
It's time to vote. Is it Ted Emmerich? He had a pitchcock malfunction. Is it Christy Scales interrupted by the chief? Mid-answer, by the way. That was very disrespectful.
Yeah, absolutely. The evidence is damning. I'll say that.
Is it a big mirror pointed at the neighbor's house?
Oh.
Or is it the church blessings there with your burping preacher and the FML preacher? I'm going to go with my guy Emmerich, or Teddy. My vote, chief. You?
I'm going to go with the big mirror.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Lucius.
Yeah, mirror pointed at the house.
You got Wolchuk.
Give me Eric.
She said, you want to come over here and feel my siding?
It's super hot right now. All due to your mirror. Yeah, Christy Scales, Chia follow vote there, Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to make this thing a vote off because I'm going to go with Chief.
Okay, we're tied at two. Is it the big mirror in the backyard or is it Christy Scales interrupted by Eric Chia? Follow. I'm going to create an Insta poll at G-Bag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll announce the winner here towards the end of LA Live. And here's Lucius.
Let's get into it right after the great Rick James show.
All right, you squares. Time is home. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
They're all half buzzed out.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Six finger lid.
Everybody get high.
When Uber Eats people, when they pick up the food, I'm like, dude, you got to do whatever you got to do.
to get it to my house. Like, I don't care if you die. I wouldn't even know. I'd just be at home like, yo, where the fuck is this piece of Yeah. Just looking at the little bicycle not moving on your phone. You're like, are you serious? Look at this. You got to call in to Uber. Some guy in India is like, your driver has passed away. You better send me a promo code for this. I better be compensated. And they start arguing back. Okay, sir, calm down. We will send another driver to the scene of the crime to pry your burrito from the cold, dead hand.
Working hard out there. Working hard out there. Shout out to my Uber drivers, man. Y'all saving me right now. I've been using you a lot with this Starbucks app.
Oh,
iced Americanos, baby. Pull up on me. This is LA Live for Monday, August 11th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disband Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Monday Friday vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some things I've seen on the timeline this weekend. All right, so stick with me. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. This particular story right here had them talking all weekend. Well, usually it was on Sunday into Monday. This story right here, fellas, I need your response.
Yep.
Two-time World Series champion and three-time MLB All-Star and one of my favorite Braves of all time, David Justice.
David Justice.
Baller.
He said he divorced Halle Berry because he didn't see her as motherly.
Oh. Ooh.
Didn't see her as motherly.
Mm. Did he have kids with her?
Didn't want to have kids with her. He was looking at some things. He said this on All the Smoke, says she does not cook nor clean. I give a little piece. Listen to this.
You know, I remember Halle saying to me, you know, hey, you know, she asked me to marry her after knowing me for 5 months.
First of all, so, that's on fire right there, bro. Yeah, Halle Berry wanted it. She asked you 5 months into the situation, but hey, you want to marry me?
That's a flex.
I'm Halle Berry, bro.
I mean, David Justice was top five player in the game probably at one point at his peak.
Yeah.
And playing on the team that just kept getting to the World Series.
Yes.
Very famous. I remember Halle saying to me, you know, hey, you know, she asked me to marry her after knowing me for 5 months. Mm. So I'm looking at my mom and I'm a Midwest guy. So in my mind, I'm thinking a wife at that time should cook, clean.
Traditional.
You know, and then I'm thinking, okay, if we have kids, you know, is this the woman I want to have kids with and build a family with? And at that time, as a young guy, she don't cook, don't clean, don't really seem like motherly.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I think you can overlook cooking and cleaning as long as she's loving to the child. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do the traditional stuff. I'm a pretty good cook myself, and I don't mind a messy house. So that's fine. You know, in my book, as long as you, like, want to have the kids, you know, and the kids know that you love them, I think that's motherly enough.
This, you know, you don't know that until you have the kids. Yes. He was looking at her habits, and he was like, well, she sure is kind of messy compared to my mom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, he did say his views are toxic. He said they were, if they had like somebody to talk to, some therapy, he probably would have worked through that. Uh-huh. But I can understand where he's going with. Some fans on social media are accusing David Justice of holding outdated and misogynistic views with that one right there. With the traditional wife that cooks and clean, and people saying, hey, you guys are millionaires. You can just hire.
She's a provider.
She is a provider now, not then.
Oh, not then. She was
Justice
not.
Justice was a man so then.
She was. She was not. She was not. Monster Ball was not involved.
She wasn't
here,
all the way there yet. No,
or anything like that.
Because she was like. This is like. She's like 30 years old, at this point.
So no Academy Award yet or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, she wasn't there yet, brother.
Okay.
Almost.
All right.
But I think it's all right to want that. You know, traditional roles. There's nothing wrong with wanting it as long as you're not discriminating on people or saying there's something broken about you if you don't want to provide or you don't want to be a mother. I think that's fine to have an idea of what kind of a wife that you want. And there's a lot of wives out there that would love to sit home, make, raise the kids, cook. They're like, this is my paradise. Right. Yeah. You know, that'd be my mom. My mom would be like, cool, I get to cook and clean for you? Sweet.
Now, it's crazy to have Halle Berry out there cooking and cleaning and everything, but for somebody who does not do it at all, it would be concerning to me.
Yeah.
I've seen Jessica Simpson struggle, like, on her little old TV show to do the wash.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's right. And you see how that relationship went, her and that guy that she was with. Yeah. He was like, I'm out of here, man. She can't even wash her own clothes. And now people are saying that, you know, like they said, they're millionaires. You can pay for somebody to come do this at your house, cook and clean. Yep. I think that's fine. But I would just like to see a little bit of, I mean, because I've seen it. Bro, I've seen it. I've seen somebody leave a cup there for 6 months. You know, you do like a little test. See how long they leave that cup right there.
Oh, yeah. My wife does it to me all the time.
Yeah. See how long. And then you come back 6 months later, be like, I'll be damn, she's really not going to clean that cup up. It's really going to sit there.
The water evaporated and everything.
This is furniture now.
Yeah. So it's decoration.
I can understand. But, you know, it's Halle Berry. So would you go through it anyway? Because she's Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah.
Deal with a dirty-ass house, never cleans up, always got to hire somebody. Yeah. Not really a good cook, but she's Halle Berry.
Yeah. I can see it either way. I really could. I'm not hating on the guy who makes either one of those choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest, I might be about a boob job away from living that life right now. About $20 million.
But also, you have to remember you're David Justice. Like, if you can get Halle Berry,
you can get anybody you want.
Pretty much get anybody.
I mean, he got the next wife, and he's been with her forever. She's on, what, number two husband now? Number three?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
And she's paying child support out here, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody won, man.
Winning. About time.
Okay. That's all your opinions about Halle Berry and David Justice? Yeah,
I was kind of thinking that she was already famous at this point in time when they were married. So
I mean, she was famous, but she wasn't no blockbuster. This is Halle Berry, bam.
Yeah.
She was on her way there.
She wasn't being rapped about at that point.
We weren't Catwoman yet.
Yeah.
No.
Was she? When was your Catwoman?
Mid-2000s?
Because they were married between 93 and 97.
Yeah, that was way before.
Okay, yeah.
Way before.
Yeah. You want a Hollywood story from David Justice and Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Yes. If you guys don't have any more opinions about it?
I think it just comes down to being compatible with one. Like, you're a clean, neat freak type of dude, right?
I guess you could say that. I'll clean up. But you got to help me.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
You can't make the mess for me.
Yeah, I would try
and expect me to clean up all the time.
You start to feel taken advantage of.
It's hard. Yeah. Do you care about these bills that I'm paying?
Yeah.
I'm paying mortgage here. Help me clean it up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have chores. I'll do all the chores. Just don't give me a mess to clean. That's all I'm saying. Well, maybe David's seeing that, or maybe I'm being toxic with that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's also, is she totally unwilling to do so? Like, did you have a conversation?
Uh-huh.
Did you go ahead and voice your views on this and say, hey, I would really just, this is bothering me.
Yeah.
And then how does she react to that? If she just says, go kick rocks, this is how I am, deal with
defensive.
It, then fine.
Super defensive.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I would work with her. I'd say, listen, hey, you know, let's see, you ever tried to cook? You know, if you had that kind of, go take.
Hey, you know,
maybe you don't want to cook.
You ever thought about going to chef school with me and kind of learning how to
do the laundry every once in a while?
Let's be adventurous and try something we've never tried before.
Yeah.
Here's a wash rag.
Let's be adventurous.
I just don't want the project. I don't want the trying to change somebody. You know?
Because you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, and if you do, they resent you, you know?
As they should.
Yeah.
True. Let's see here. All right, we got a true Hollywood story from David Justice about Halle Berry. Now, you're David Justice. You're dating Halle Berry. Brian, you're dating Halle Berry. Gavin, you're dating Halle Berry. Just think about this. You're dating Halle Berry. You got one of the finest women on the planet, and you take her to dinner, and this happens.
One time, because I didn't understand it, when we were out to lunch in L.A. Now, my mouth was just daddy, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't even in L.A. scene like that. And she see an actor that she worked with one time, and he came in. Hey. Kissed him on the lips.
Oh.
Woo.
What are we doing around here?
Was he European or American?
I'm confused. American. What the
is going on here?
Good question.
Oh, so I know this is going to be a conversation. So get home and I ask about that. Oh, that's what we do in LA. Oh.
What?
Okay, then. Mm. So now her manager and I used to go to this restaurant all the time. I had a young lady at the front seat us all the time. We went there so much, she became so friendly. We got the hugging her every time we come in. Hey, how you doing? Just regular hug. Take Halle and his wife to lunch one time. I said, Halle, this is such and such. This is Halle, right? Halle looked at that girl, saw how fine she was. Man, she gave her the
She gave one of them, like, barely touched the hand, right? Just played her crazy. Ooh. I was embarrassed, bro. I was embarrassed. I was like, but wait, hold on. I just hugged the girl.
Right.
You kissed this dude, mm-hmm. and you mad at me because I hugged the girl?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger problem with Halle Berry is just, like, all the stories in the back scene is, like, she's toxic relationship woman.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what people do say.
I can put up with no cooking and cleaning if you're not pulling that kind of stuff.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah. Don't be kissing dudes in front of me. Well, are you serious?
And then telling me that's just how we do in LA.
Yeah. And then I can't even give a
and
friendly
I can't get
hug.
A hug?
Yeah.
Oh,
where
man.
My, where's no, my man, hug
double
at?
Standard here.
Where my hug at?
That definitely. Really is crazy, dude.
That's nasty.
He's 100% in the right.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Strong opinions right there. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. T-Rex Clarissa Shields says Layla Ali is scared of her.
Yeah.
Scared to fight. Scared
she
of that
should
smoke.
Be.
She 100%
she should be.
Layla Ali, who was 47, said during the Katie Taylor fight on Netflix that she's considering coming out of retirement for $15 to $20 million. T-Rex Shields showed up, what was it, a short week? Had that money together, called Layla out, said, I got that paper, where you at?
Yeah, Layla, what you asked for.
Well, yeah, I got what you said. Damn. Come on with it.
Is Layla taller than her? Gotta be, right? Layla's a tall gal.
Might be.
Man, Chris is huge is too, bro.
Because I was thinking she could George Foreman it, just put on like 100 pounds and just stand back there and jab.
You just take it?
Bing, bing. You know, I think there's...
I think she's quick enough.
You don't think Layla's Ali quick enough anymore?
No,
George Foreman did
not
it.
Not at this age, man.
You don't have to be quick if you're big. You got your gut to keep him off you, and you just lean back in your guard. You stand right here.
Use the gut.
Bang, bang, bang.
Maybe the gut. Maybe the gut is the strategy to win it.
Hey, dude.
I'd be fearful for
a little butter bean. Yeah. I could take that boy.
I mean, it's $15 to $20 million to get in the ring.
Yeah, right. I just do. I mean, I'd do that and get my ass kicked.
Maybe that's not life-changing money.
2 inches of height advantage. It looks like 5'10" for Ali. 5'8" for Shields.
See, I think the big George Foreman grill belly would give her the mitigating factor against the youth. Just let me weigh about 100 more pounds than you, and I'm going to stand right here.
I think Layla Ali was like hosting a Food Network show.
See?
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got the plug on the food.
Turn into a bit.
Man.
I'm getting ready for this.
Yeah.
Big match.
Layla Ali basically said she'll think about it. She's not going to rush and everything. Well, we got an update to that because they caught up with Clarissa Shields and Pat Poose, the world's greatest supportive boyfriend. In a parking lot somewhere in L.A.
Layla and her representative has told us no. Like, the answer is no. She doesn't want to fight. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not upset. I mean, I wouldn't fight me either. You know what I'm saying? I understand that she's scared. I'm moving on. I got plenty of girls who I can fight. I can make plenty of championship fights. I can go up. I can go down. I mean, it's not a big deal. You know, I thought that she was about... All that talk, she wanted $15 million. I went and got the $15 million, and now it's all this backpedaling. So, you know, congrats to her and whatever she's doing, but I'm moving on with my career again. I'm happy that she said no. I really didn't want to have to put the pause on her anyway.
She's great at this, man.
She really is.
Like, she is. She's had some bars.
She really is. Dez Bryant, Nicki Minaj pieced it up over the weekend. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that nice. Warmed my heart to see Dez do that.
Yeah, it went back and forth on Twitter, pieced it up.
He really gets it, man.
He don't want no smoke with that situation. Now the $10 million fight is off the hook for sure. We're not going to see that. Remember, Nikki Sixx said, you can fight my husband for $10 million? Yeah. Now, who was that beat up Dez? Put them pop, 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 pop. Put them quick things on real quick.
J.J. Wilcox?
J.J. Wilcox,
well,
got it.
I'd be getting J.J. Wilcox on the phone right now, but like, I need some training, fam.
Somebody else, another corner that got
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it was Tyler Patman.
Patman got him, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Looking like food out there. Shout out to Dez.
All Dez could do.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Go ahead, brother.
All he could do at one point was point out the fact that none of them could guard him. Yeah. Although all of them.
You can't guard me.
I would lean on that too.
You can't guard me. You can't guard me.
I would lean on that too, bro. And last one. Remember Peanut the Squirrel?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He got euthanized, right?
Got euthanized. State of New York came and got him, bro. Peanut the Squirrel, social media sensation that was seized and executed by the state of New York back in 2024 because it's illegal to keep squirrels and raccoons as pets. So they went up there and checked it out. They took Peanut from the owners and then euthanized him, bro.
I just
broke those owners' hearts.
I don't get why couldn't they just let him go?
Just let him make it, bro.
Let him just go be a squirrel.
I don't get it. Minding your business. Just mind your business. Well, the owners are now suing the state of New York for $10 million.
Good.
For $10 million.
Because he was like a social media squirrel, right?
Yes, he was so famous.
They were getting paid off that squirrel, yeah.
Yes, bro. Everybody loved it. When they went to go investigate, he bit one of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it ended up being, well, we got to euthanize the guy. He was minding his business.
Okay,
the squirrel was minding his business. You came and bothered him.
Yeah.
So, really sad
officer
stuff right there.
Euthanized.
So, I hope they get that $10 million or something.
That would be a good ending to that story. I've always wanted a wild animal pet. You know, I see on, it's in my algo right now. There's people like adopting baby deers and they end up like growing up and playing with them in the backyard.
I always wondered if that's kind of an AI thing. They always show that, you know.
Like the kangaroo at the airport.
Yeah, they say. Yeah, I just kind of wonder, is this real? Are they really doing this?
I got a pretty good eye for that AI, but you never know.
AI is nasty out here.
Yeah,
I like those fox. People have foxes as pets.
They do. Yeah. Those are good
looking
animals,
They show up at the back door.
That's cool. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper round tripper coming up. We'll check what's in store.
Evo Cy Young case. And unfortunately, there's a boost to the armpit. That's next.